After a certain number of years, you start to realize that your joints have a shelf life. The joints and connective tissues in general, they are literally the hinges that swing the doors. The muscles are an active element. The muscles contract, and the tendons to which the muscles attach pull on the bones, on the limbs, to move it, and so long as the joint will allow it to happen, it happens. Problem with a lot of strength training is that you're undermining the joints in the process trying to access the muscles.
There's some research showing that people that start strength training for the first time, the most common injury would be a joint injury within the first 2 to 3 months because your muscles get a lot stronger faster than...
When I'm doing a leg press at the gym, I lock out just to take a couple breaths. Guess what's supporting that 400 or 500 pounds? It's the bone-on-bone tower. It's my meniscus.
It's terrifying is what it is.
Right, yeah, it's terrifying. This is injurious to the joints in the attempt to stimulate the muscles. It's kind of baked into the cake when you use gravity as your form of resistance. The thing that you need to stimulate the muscles is going to be injurious to the joints, and the joints have a shelf life. To accommodate your joint problems, you have to go so light that you can work yourself through a range and not mess up with your joints or your hands or whatever's wrong. Whereas here, you can go light where you need to, but then still get the heavy stimulus where you're healthy and strong. You don't need to sacrifice like you would in the gym, but we need to access the muscles for the purpose of exercise without undermining the joints in the process.
Somebody has a shoulder injury. Maybe they're going to work the full range of motion with their right arm, and then we're going to do their left arm with static. There's so much stuff you can do with this technology to make sure you keep it here. We need to dig deeper into what's really going on. If your hands are hurting because your forearms are weak, that's good. If they're hurting because you got pressure and an injury in your wrist, let us know, and we can work on that too. All right, welcome back, everybody. This series, we've been focused on a lot of cool stuff. We've got back into isokinetics. We got back into the difference between isokinetics and isotonics. What is adaptive resistance? Adherence, why is it important? All these sorts of things. Why that's the 80-20 compared to things like peptides and et cetera. And in the last episode, we kind of wrapped up talking about why this is safer, how we have programs for people that are injured. But we want to go deeper on that because we do have members that they do this thing. It's called living. And over
being alive.
Being alive. Yeah. And over time, stuff happens. They get injured or their joints start to hurt. Or recently, we flipped some of our Nautilus Studios. It has begun.
That's right.
To FastFit Studios. And for those members that are moving from the Nautilus machines to these new FastFit machines, there's a learning curve there. And so they're experiencing things like maybe on this movement, I'm feeling some joint pain or some hand pain or whatever the case may be. And sometimes if they don't talk to their trainer, they might just quit and stop adhering. And so let's go into what you're seeing, Jim, and kind of define where people might look to solve these things.
Sure. So after a certain number of years, you start to realize that your joints have a shelf life, and the muscle tissue is very malleable, very adaptable. The tendons and ligaments, a little bit less malleable and adaptable. They still respond and stuff. Bone responds very slowly, but it does. But the joints and connective tissues in general, the idea is they are literally the hinges that swing the doors, and basically they're a permissive element. The muscles are an active element. The muscles contract, and the tendons, the muscles to which the muscles attach, pull on the bones, on the limbs, to move it, and so long as the joint will allow it to happen, it happens. And the problem with a lot of strength training, especially, and a lot of exercise, is that you're undermining the joints in the process trying to access the muscles. Examples include running and sprinting and anything that's impact. On the joints, yeah, you can stimulate some muscle, and then by doing that, some cardiovascular adaptations, but you've sacrificed the joints in the process.
This is why early on, I think there's some research showing that people that start strength training for the first time, the most common injury would be a joint injury within the first 2 to 3 months because your muscles get a lot stronger faster than...
Yeah, that's also people who take steroids. That's often seen too. The muscles grow so much and get so strong so fast, the tendons and ligaments don't have a chance to keep up with their capacity to absorb the force. And so it just pulls right off the bone. Nobody likes it. Ruin your whole weekend. And so your joints have a shelf life, but we need to access the muscles for the purpose of exercise without undermining the joints in the process. So we talked about running and just the pound, pound, pound on the ankles, the knees, the hips. Strength training has its own problems because I'm really strong, like out here, and I'm not that strong out here. And so here, my joints are kind of at risk, the shoulders especially, when the muscles reach passive insufficiency, when the muscles have elongated so long that the muscle fibers can't even contract anymore. Like here for my chest at this tendon. Well, guess who's bearing this weight? It's my connective tissues. In the, let's say I'm doing chin-ups. If I'm stretched and my shoulders have shrugged way up here, guess who's holding that weight? It's not my lats. It's not my rear deltoids because they can't even contract. It's my connective tissue. So when you hang out in these ranges, or when I'm doing a leg press in the at the gym, and I have that 45-degree sled, and I need to rest in between reps, so I lock out just to take a couple breaths, guess what's supporting that's 400 or 500 pounds? It's the bone-on-bone tower. It's my meniscus. It's all my ligaments.
It's terrifying is what it is.
Right, yeah, it's terrifying. So this is injurious to the joints in the attempt to stimulate the muscles. So it's kind of baked into the cake when you use gravity as your form of resistance. The thing that you need to stimulate the muscles is going to be injurious to the joints, and the joints have a shelf life. So with isokinetics, one of the huge advantages is the ability, first of all, to instantly get less resistance. You push less, you get less. Cool. Great. Then there's range of motion. You never even get into those weird ranges of motion because the range of motion is preset by the trainer. So here's another thing that's a problem for the joints that's no longer a problem. It's strong. It's heavy where you're strong. But then you can't produce a lot of force back here, so the resistance comes down. So you don't have the big heavyweight that's good up here applied to your connective tissues down here. You'll see it on the graph. Big peak, and then it settles down. So you don't have the repetitive overstressing, overtension of the connective tissues. So we can access, and then there's the physical therapy protocol, which is for people with problems with their joints, with knees, with ankles, with hips. We can stimulate the muscles without undermining the joints in the process. So this allows both of the things we're talking about to happen. This allows actually the tendons and ligaments to thicken over time because you are absorbing a lot of force in a safe way that doesn't hurt you in the process, so that you increase your capacity to absorb force in the future, which makes you more resistant to injury rather than risking injury to try to get stronger or more fit. And so this is the difference with joints and their care and even their improvement with proper forms of resistance like an isokinetic machine provides.
So I think there's two things here. One, I have seen some technology recently where you set your own range of motion just like you would at the gym or just like you would decide to do if with a barbell. And that can be very dangerous, like you said, especially as we age and as things are happening in our life that we self-awareness is hard. And so this is why in our Nautilus Studios, the trainers set very specific range of motions. It's why if the range of motion they set is A and then something happens to you over time that they need to shorten it, it becomes B, right? They're looking at this. It's why even though the stimulus is so powerful, we continue to focus on proper range of motion and proper form, because when you start to sacrifice form and range of motion, et cetera, you're just doing the wrong thing for the sake of trying to build muscle.
Trying to get a number on a screen.
Right.
So you do weird stuff to get a new max. And,
exactly. Yeah,
counterproductive.
So if you are in an environment, let's say you're not doing FastFit or you're not doing Nautilus, or you've done it before and you're thinking about doing something different, if you're in a place where you have to yourself figure out what the range of motion and the proper form is, this is why, and it might sound cheeky, trainers and experts exist, because there are consequences if you get those things wrong. The second piece, I think, is it's just natural, whether it's arthritis or if somebody's dealing with, all kinds of things, that you might, with any form of exercise, feel pain in the hands or when you're gripping or in certain, you know, in your fingers, etc. And then you can go back to the episode we did earlier on adherence and go, man, I just can't do this anymore, so I'm going to quit, which, as we know, becomes way worse. So what we try to do is remind people that there are lots of things that we can do with it, whether it's different attachments, whether it's different hand grip things, you probably got some I'm not even thinking of, to work with our members. But unless they bring that up to their trainer and they work through that journey together, it's not going to get there. So
yep. And some of it is just like, you got to tough it out and deal with it. It's like whenever I get asked from a new member, so will this like cure my rheumatoid arthritis in my hands? Well, no, but would you rather have rheumatoid arthritis and be really strong and capable and functional, or have rheumatoid arthritis and be weak and less functional? More functional. So it still is better. Right. That said, sometimes the symptoms do improve. And when you have some issue like that, like pushing on the handles kind of hurts my hands, there's different thumb positions that can help, pushing through the heel of your hand versus the pad. there's we've had this where the pull down, I can't grip the pull, it just hurts my hand. Cool, we can hang the ab straps, we'll do pullovers. So still hits the biggest muscles in your torso without involving the hands as a middleman. We can do that. Like you said, we could put the hooks on.
Right.
Wrist strap, have this little hook to help you grip. We could put extra pads on the handles. A lot of different things we can do to help, again, target and stimulate the largest amount of muscle mass we can in the session without undermining the joints or causing excessive discomfort in the process. And we have far more options than you would find with a weight, because a weight is... it's pushing on you. It's pulling on you. You're responsible for it, and it's not responding to you. And so lots of luck. And you have to be safe and to accommodate your joint problems, you have to go so light that you can work yourself through a range and not mess up with your joints or your hands or whatever's wrong. Whereas here, you can go light where you need to, but then still get the heavy stimulus where you're healthy and strong.
Exactly.
And so you don't need to sacrifice like you would in the name of your joints. In the gym when you're using like a better form of resistance like FastFit.
Yeah. All the way to, you know, somebody has a shoulder injury, and we talked about this earlier when we did physical therapy stuff, but maybe they're going to work the full range of motion with their right arm, and then we're going to do their left arm with static, you know? So the point is, there's so much stuff you can do with this technology to make sure you keep adhering. And we need to dig deeper into what's really going on. If your hands are hurting because your forearms are weak because you've never really worked them,
right.
That's good.
Right.
If they're hurting because you got pressure and an injury in your wrist, let us know, and we can work on that too.
Right. It's like the low back, where it's like, if you feel sharp stabbing pain from a sciatica thing, yeah, let's address that. But if you get done with a stiff-legged deadlift that we do in a static, you know, protocol, and it feels like I just helped my friend move a couch on my back, yeah, that's good. Your back is a weak link. It's a middleman that needs to be strong. So the erector spinae on either side of your spine, you have a pump. It's like, we worked that muscle.
Right.
It should feel like that. This isn't back pain. This isn't your spine. This is giving you a strong posterior chain. This is, yeah, and we did it in a safe way that didn't produce an injury in the process. So let's keep building on that. That's good. Or like the thing you said, like, yeah, this really, my wrists are feeling, yeah, that's because your wrists are having to stay supinated as you do the biceps. And that process, you need to get stronger in the wrist. They've atrophied over years because you haven't worked them ever. So now we're going to bring up that middleman versus an actual injury, which we can work around.
That's right.
So either way.
Exactly. And so if you don't know, chat with your trainer, email Jim, everybody, right?
Personally,
now.
Personally, email me.
He's great at the electronic mail.
Send me voicemails. It's my favorite. I love it. Yeah.
That's injuries and joints. Yeah, I think that's a good place to wrap it up.
That's a wrap, folks.
Man, this has been fun, Jim, and I'll see you soon for another one.
We'll see you in the next batch.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to the FastFit podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources, or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well lived. See you next time.